So I have 35,000 words left to write of The Paradise Induction. And as I've said before, it's probably been the most challenging write-up I've ever done in my life, mainly because it's about my experiences in the Caribbean, which, unlike what most people would say and most people would hear, weren't the most fun experiences that a person can have in life. And obviously that's contrary to what people would usually think would happen if you go to live in tropical paradise. And so it's been a very, very difficult experience just writing it, reliving it. And I've really, really striving to make it as honest as possible, but the honesty of it means really talking about things in a manner which has to reflect the truth, of course, but also not be too negative. And by that, what I mean is I want people to make up their own minds about the experience. So with this last 35,000 words, which is really about the time when I was juggling both bartending and being a journalist at the same time, two full-time jobs at once. Yeah, it's really just about sharing experiences that you wouldn't expect to happen if you go to live in a beautiful place where there's white sand, beautiful water, great seascapes and landscape views, and of course the sun. Don't forget the sun. That's always a nice thing to have. So it's really, as I said, when I tell people about this experience, the vast majority, if not, I think everyone has said to me, I've got to write this up. And not only that, but it's just, I there were several signs last year that really just said, I have to relive this and write it up. Possibly as some kind of therapeutic exercise, but more accurately, I really want to share the idea that relocating to another place isn't the answer to our problems. And as I said, it's something that really came up as a very powerful lesson, a very, very powerful lesson. And I want people to understand that lesson. I want people to understand that you've got to, when it comes to finding your true peace and joy, you have to look inward rather than looking outward. And it's real when you go to a place that's considered paradise by everyone and you actually have the completely opposite experience that is expected. So that's again the driving force behind writing this book and hopefully why people will be intrigued to read it. So as I say, 35,000 words left to go, and I've just got to keep at it now. Really just power through. Power on. So hopefully by the end of June, if not by early July, everyone will get to read this and make up their own minds.